Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September the 8th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Tips Tube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this evening we are discussing COVID-19, the decline in new cases and deaths, the relaxation of COVID-19 lockdown measures from level 4 to level 2, and other issues.
We are also going to discuss about what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing to help prop up the economy back home.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 10 people died of COVID-19, while 125 new cases were recorded countrywide. The country has so far recorded 125,796 confirmed cases, 117,456 recoveries, and 4,503 deaths since March last year. A total of 2,750,681 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, while 1,742,642 have received their second jab.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday announced the relaxation of the COVID-19 lockdown from level 4 to level 2, allowing the resumption of intercity travel and allowing business to operate from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Curfew hours have been reviewed from 6:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. To 10 p.m. Let me retake that. From 6:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. And from now it's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. That's the new lockdown measure time for curfew. And people are allowed to gather up to 100 people to gather as long as protocols relating to social distancing, sanitizing, and masking are observed.
Yohambe linja nlapelikona enda honi zonke zomhlaba SGNAO. Lamtange lo chunga lapasi koka enda SGNAO. Okala sakangela ke COVID-19 ukuwe sukulandela. Logunye ke okunje ngokuthi National Railways of Zimbabwe. So kanya zani zoku melinge ne kwapeni le zuko. So kula watu wane nga bati hai loku vele kungani kwa pamanusa kakulu. So skansi ke COVID-19 kula bantu abalichumi 10. Abatolwe izo ngata babulewe I COVID-19 izolo. Lokubikwa ke luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi abantu ba 125 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Xa sisikhangela ke kusukela nyakenye, uhlangothi lolu luyabika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu 4503 asebabanjwa asebabulawa iCOVID-19. Labo ababanjwa iCOVID-19 kusukela ngaleso sikhathi sebe 125,796. Kuzokusithi asebaphepha kuCOVID-19 by 117,456. Classes kangela njalo, okozakala eZimbabwe, siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bayajova amajekiseni atshiyeneyo. Singathi abantu asebejove okokuqala bafika 2,750,681. Kuzokusithi asebejove okwesibili by 1,742,641. Njengoba sisitsho ukuthi sizangena futhi kudaba lwezubukholo lolungani luyahlupha, njalo sikhangela sihlolisise lakhona ukuthi lockdown songani yehlisiwe kususela kuhlandla lesine ngiyafika ke kuhlandla lesibili. So ke songani abantu sebangahamba ngamabhasi besuka edolobheni nabo bulawa besi Harare kumbe besendaweni ezijeneyo njalo le curfew songani hayi kungconywana khonokho kungayindawo. Bese kubuya ke abantu bakhuthazwa ukuthi bayenze i-social distancing, kuzobuya lokugeza izandla nokufaka ama-mask. So ke lokho abantu bakhuthazwa kakhulu ukuthi bakwenze. Sakhangela njalo ukuthi abantu bahlala emazweni kuyini abakwenzayo empilweni lokuncede ekhaya ukuthi vele banceda ngani. Ye, kunjalo ke joka.
Ndizvo zvovadiwa vateereri nevatariri nhasi muchirongwa. Tiri kukurukura nenyaya yedenda recovid-19 tichitarisa kuti nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti vanhu gumi vakafa nechirwere ichi, vamwe zana nemakumi maviri nevashanu 125 vachiwanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. Tichitarisa kusvika nezuro wakare, Zimbabwe yanga yane vanhu vanokwana kuita zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvishanu zvine mazana manomwe nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevatanhatu 125,796 vabatwa necovid-19 kubva patanga chirwere ichi munyika muna Machi gore rapera. Koti vanhu vafa vakasvika pazviuru zvina nemazana mashanu nevatatu 4503 vapona kubva kucovid-19 vachiita zviuru zana negumi nezvinomwe nemazana mana nemakumi mashanu nevatanhatu 117,456 vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga kusvika nezuro vakanga vava mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana manomwe nemakumi mashanu nemazana matanhatu nemakumi masere nemumwe chete 2,750,681 kotiwo vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yepiri sezvinokurudzirwa nemutemo vakanga vasvika pamiriyoni imwe chete ine mazana manomwe nemakumi mana nezviviri zviuru izvi miriyoni imwe chete zviuru mazana manomwe nemakumi mana nezviviri nemazana matanhatu nemakumi mana nevaviri vanga vabayiwa nhomba yepiri. Takanzwawo mutungamiri wenyika vaya Emmerson Mnangagwa vachizivisa nezuro wakare kuti vanyevenutsa mutemo welockdown uya kubva palevel 4 kuenda palevel 2 zvichireva kuti zvinhu zvakawanda zvanyevenutswa, asi pese panenge pachiitwa zvinhu izvozvo tisakanganwa panofanira pachiteerwa kurudziro yeWHO nebazi rezveutano mukuchengetedza utano panyaya dzekuti utachiwana husapararira. Takanzwa nyaya hombe ingapemberwa nevakawanda yekuti mabhazi aakubvumidzwa kunga achifamba kubva muguta iri achienda kune rimwe guta inganzi pachirungu intercity nekuti kwaakusina. Tainzwa hama dzedu vari kunze kwenyika zvikuru kusouth africa vaimbofamba nemabhazi vachichema kuti havasi kukwanisa ngo vachifamba nemabhazi toti vafambawo kusvika pamuganho wenyika kubait bridge kuti vachiwana zvifambiso kubva ikoko kuti vapinde munyika vanga vachinetseka. Tinoimba kuti mutemo iwoyi munyowano kana mutsvauri uchakwanisa kuti vange vachibvumidzwa kufamba nemabhazi vachipinda kubva mune rimwe guta. Zvairiwo even kana kubva kuguta rekumusha kwangu handicharitaura zvangu hano richaita guta mai manje muchienda muHarare mamusingakwanisi kufamba nemabhazi mutemo wangu wasingabvumi, asi ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvainyevenutswa ndo nyaya imwe yatichakurukura. Curfew yabatwawo zvakare ichiratidza kuti yave kutanga na10 mausiku kusvikawo mangwana acho na5 dzemakuseni apabvumidzwe kuti munge muchimbeya mbeya ipapo. Imwe nyaya iri kutariswa muchirongwa chedu nhasi inyaya yezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika kuti zvii zvavari kuita mukusimudzira upfumi hwenyika. Tinoziva vakawanda vanotumira mari, vanovaka kumisha, vane makambani nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndodzimwe nyaya dzatanga tichikurukura, asi tisakanganwa nyaya iri kupisa pari nhasi yekubatana kwaita ZUPCO neNational Railways of Zimbabwe mukutakura vafambi. Tinoona kuti ZUPCO yanga ichichemwa nevanhu kunzi iri kutatarika iri yoga kuti inge ichikwanisa kusimudza uwandu hwevanhu vanga vachifamba kubva kumabasa, sezvo dzimwe motokari dzaisingotakura vanhu dzinganzi makombi kana mishikashika hadzichabvumidzwa nemutemo kuti dzinge dzichiita izvozvo dzairerutsawo ndima. Padzaisakura ipapo panenge patofamba hapachamere huswa. Saka iye zvino ZUPCO kuti inge ichikwanisa kuita izvozvo yabatana neNational Railways of Zimbabwe vatanga kufamba nhasi. Saka tichanzwawo nevari kumusha iko kuti zvabudirira sei matangira aita urongwa ihwohwo kipsi.
Yes, Chonga, so let's start with what Ezra Chizaswanda filed from, Bulawayo. He actually talked to a lot of people concerning, you know, what is happening to Mshikashikas. You know, these are combis, commuter-owned, just, you know, operators, and, you know, they are having a torrid time, according to them, because they are saying being blocked from operating in the city is causing a lot of mayhem. Some of them can't even, you know, have any food on the table. So there is a lot that is going on right now. So let's hear what Ezra Chizaswanda was discussing with one of the people in
Bulawayo.
Lereyo la kuyona le industry abantwana mfundisa ngakhona ampa kadezi inchova sivalewe sobe kuhlupheka kwama kulandwe lapho engayenza
nqandi babuza bona bathi kuyini bathi kutrya indaba livalisa
vele akusabuzeki ngoba yonke into sebevala ngokuthi corona sa asikwazi ukuthi corona wakhona uzophela nini.
So kumazuko bhasi lapha kula corona
singazi kibo ukuthi akula corona
bathi uphile ngani uzayenzani?
Ah, ukuphila lapha sokunzima kakhulu.
Kathesi manje all this time kuvaliwe lapho uphila ngani?
Ah, all time kuvaliwe bengizigambe ngazihlalela nje emareserve ekhaya. Ngazihlalela.
Abantwana badlile?
Ah, abantwana kulobunzima kulanda bayidlala.
Sure. So lapho ubuye ekuseni usebenzi zamuntu usenzi lokubalekela namapolisa jengana?
Ne, hayi kubaleka nje ujengana namapolisa.
Kanti into kuthiwa nxa imoto kuthiwa ziyatshaywa, liqinisa ubatshaya imoto babulaliwini?
Hayi imoto bayazitshaya sibanda, bayazitshaya sibili kabuhlungu.
Bayitshaye irepeya mbani?
Ah, uyaziripeya wena mnikazi.
Uyaziripeyela wena wedwa?
No, uyaziripeya wena mnikazi.
Kodwa ngorokuthi wena urhulumente uyakuvuma yini?
Singazi kuyo urhulumente, mhlawumbe kumbe uyakuvuma sasi.
Abezuko laba abayibo abajolisayo bona baba bengabanjani lapo?
Angazi lapho sibhanda kakhuluma mama.
So bafuna lina joyini ezukweni?
Bafuna zonke imoto zijoyine izukho ngokutsho.
Kulobunzima nongena ezukhoni zabanye bekhala ukuthi imali zaba bazitholi masiko.
Ngingazi kubanikazi bezimoto mbe kulobunzima sazi.
Manje lesi sikhalazo ungathini ukuthi abantu bathole phela abantu lokhu ukuthovisela kuyatholisa imisebenzi abantu lokhu baphila wona ungathini?
Hhayi isikhalazo engasitsho ukuthi la uhulumende kasizile ispecial thina singajoyinanga lo zukho lathi sithole ukuphila sifana.
So that's one of the people that has been affected seriously, you know, jonga concerning this zukho issue. He's not allowed to operate his combi.
Mm-hmm.
Says he ended up going home to the rural areas, you know, to just while up time there thinking that maybe things will be okay. He's back in the city and he's saying, you know, he's failing to get money to look after his family. So he says life is very tough and he doesn't know what to do now. Mm-hmm. And he says even if you go and join Zupco, the problem is you don't get any kind of money that can make you survive. He says it's very, very tough.
So did he mention why he has not joined Zupco? So
yes,
at least he gets something rather than staying at home?
He says in some cases, some people have gone for about 3 months without getting anything.
Paid on time.
That's it. And he says that is not good enough. Because mm-hmm. you need some money to repair your car or to service it, you know, and all those kind of things. And at the same time, you need to look after your family. So, and that's a problem.
Ongo wadiwa watereri, mkuru, abakuta ura pa chitifitivi, mai manji. Wanga wachita ura, ni mtoro edwe na u, Ezra, chisa suwanda, wari mkutare ula wayo. Munu, ano shandisa kombi kana michova, ye, zimotukari ye, ruzirwe kombi. Saka yo wari kuti dano, rakatura na urumende, rakuti wange wasinga shande, vachifanonga vachienda pasi pezupko rava omesera zvikuru nokuti havachisina mabasa zvakuita kuti vaswere vangori kudzimba. Vari kutiwo chikonzero chirikuita kuti vasapinda muchirongwa chekubatana nezupko chiri kukurudzirwa nehurumende nyaya yekuti kuzobhadharwa kwacho kunononoka. Dzimwe nguva kunogona kuita mwedzi mitatu munhu asati abhadharwa mari, zvichireva kuti kana wanga uchida kugadzirisa motokari yako unenge usina chekuti unge uchi gadzirisa motokari panguva yose yemwedzi mitatu yavanenge vakamirira mari. Ndo zvimwe zvezvikonzero zviri kuchemwa nevedzimotokari Gibson.
Yes, we also have another Bulawayo resident who actually talked to Ezra Chisaspanda. She buys and sells a lot of goods and she says without mshikashikas there's no business because Zupco guys are always busy, you know, doing other things, you know, maybe concentrating much on their job and nothing else. So let's hear what you know Ezra discussed with this lady.
Just come on, I want to open now. Let's see. I'm trying to pass him to Venge. Come on, man. Come on, man. Listen, no wins on Rana.
I'm not sure if you're a kid. When
you try and animal will have a chova.
They have a chova, you have a chova. I want to ask you about change. I want to ask you, they are always busy. When I feel a couple of army, Motitola, but they said, you love a chain every minute. By a chain, I will figure you motivate to an above the
chain. So, lama customers akona kutizana kona akagade kona
ama customer futhi lavathenga kwancane mele kumthoba sale bethenga manje abakasukho vela bami abathengi vele la
wena ungisindile mami
mina ngisindile mami
what are wrong
by 3
awu ubaba nga
baba hamba sikwazi ukuthwaya ngabe
so ngozikhalela abantwana bonke
eh yini sikhalela abantu abami
lo dula lo mama futhi
lo mama ngesala la kalesu nje bayesikolo ama inform sithengela ama inform ngoba sheya ona lo kodwa cha sibe kunzima sidonse nzima sibili lo mumlo mangaphansi
so abantu abaku grade 1 no grade 1
ngilo grade 7
eh
ngilo grade 3 lo mnye mncane
So, bonke bakhala lo mama uthi ngiyabe ethele.
Eh, mina ngiyabe ethele, mina ngiyabe ethele impuku. Kambe ngikhala khona ngiyabhadala i-rent in rent 2 rooms. Ufuna 400 rand.
Umama ekhona phana la ifuthi.
Umama useceleni ukuthi uzanda ngikhala ngingadinga khona ukuzenzela abantwana. La yebo khona.
So, umntwana uyaba khamisa sene umama.
Mama yahambisa umntwana esikolo. Lo
mama usubuye bathatha umama uthi.
Lazi mbiya nje bachayisa ngitamba mama mbiya ngathwala ngalo. Amapolisa nje ndibona amapolisa manje kuna basebenzi abantu imali ngase bengasila masele slow
so laba bakhathela lawa amapolisa into zabo
eh bayathatha vele
so laba kulana kula ma drink
kula ma drink kula ma ice ice yathenga e Rose Cape amapolisa ngale ngithenga every day ice 60 bond 1 mele ngithenga ama ice angu 4
every day
every day mele ngothe every day kodwa nginawo ama lawa bemshikashika bengevela sword uyathengisa mebhume engcwe
Ila ngalonke. Yeah. Ithi drazana ikwenzele lutho. Uphinde ugade ngayo futhi.
Angenzeli lutho bethu drazana. Kumele nje amaphamba. Kumele nje umphako wawo. Kumele nje lomama isinyo kwathi lo hla amaqanda lo thapa bese ngamjalisayo.
Uphinde ugade futhi.
Kumele ngigade manje.
Siyabonga play. Akuthengi nje bena bana nansi imali singenile.
Imali nje iyangena ekhampani kodwa ngeke ngiyenze. Ngiyabona. 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 Ngiyabona.
There you are, Junga. She's a very busy lady. You know, she sells a lot of stuff, and you know, but she says the Zupka guys don't buy. You
know. they bring their food from home in large boxes.
Says, you know what? These guys are too busy.
Yeah.
So if you just see the Chikachikas away from where she is, she'll make business.
Yeah,
sometimes she makes about $2 a day without Mshikashikas,
I heard they saying that she is a tall order, 3 kids plus a mother, and also she rents a 3-roomed house. And she said, Anzi, what room am room we pass?
That's right, that's right.
Yes.
So there's a lot there. So I think we're joined by our first guest, and that is Dr. Ricky Mkonza. He's in South Africa. Dr. Mkonza, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening to your viewers.
Good evening, sir. Chonga?
Yes, sir. Tino gamchira ene mfarum chirongwa chedu, Dr. Mkonza.
Ndinotenda vajonga, ndinotenda manera kanaka kuvateereri venyu.
Ndizvozvo. Nhasi tine nyaya dzakati kuti dzatiri kubata Dr. Mkonza. Asi nyaya hombe iri kunyanyo kutaurwa nevanhu pari zvino ndeyekubatana kwaita ZUPCO National Railways of Zimbabwe. Kuti vanga vachibatsira kurerutsa ndima kutakura vanhu kumusha kuti tichazobata hedu zvamuri kuita imi vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Chimbotipaiwo maonero enyu imi muri vanoita sezvematongerwo enyika. Zvakamira sei zvaitwa izvi? Tiri kuonawo zvinenge zvanzi zvarerutsa ndima.
Hongu nyaya yekubatana kweZUPCO neNational Railways inyaya inotambirika. Kunyanyanya tichiona mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe nekuti iri kubatsira. Kunyanyanya varombo vasingakwanise kuvane dzimotikari dzavo vasingakwanise kuti vangahaye kana mateksi nezvimwe zvingati dhure panyaya dzekufambisa asi chandinotitsutsumei nacho panyaya iyi ndechekuti tikatarisa National Railways matiroko ayo ati garei haana kuvandudzika haasi matroko ekuti vanhu kana vachipinda mukati mavo vanonzwa kuti zveshuwa-shuwa tiri kufambawo tichipuhwa chiremerera ndeakare-kare vamwe vanga vachitotaurawo pamasocial media vachiti matroko aya ndeyenguva yasmith saka danho iri mufungiro wakanaka asi maonero andinoita panoda kuti paitwe zvakati kuti danho iri rigone kunyatsobatsira vanhu zvinoonekera.
Thank you so much, Gibson. Maybe you can just repeat that in English.
Yes, so looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe right now in terms of this ZUPCO NRZ partnership, it seems Zimbabwe is going back to what it used to do under the late former president Robert Mugabe. So is this some kind of development, or is some kind of disinvestment, or, you know, what can we call this?
Thank you very much. I think the intention behind the move is not a bad one, in the sense that it's giving options to the poor of the poorest, you know, in terms of transport. You know, the challenge that is there is that the National Railways of Zimbabwe is old, you know, trucks and I don't think they give dignity to the commuters. I don't think you know one would feel comfortable getting into some of those you know trains, old trains. Some were even arguing that the trains were bought during the times of Ian Smith. So the intentions may be good in terms of strengthening the public transport system, but I think more needs to be done in terms of investing in modern trains, investing in you know in options that will give people real value. That's my view.
Yes, thank you so much, and stay on the line there. So we still have some people who spoke to Ezra Chisaspanda about this particular issue. Chonga, let's have one of them again, you know, to hear what people are saying, really, because they are the owners of the show. Let's give them that platform to say whatever they think about what's going on.
I'm going to go to the house. Ngapha umsebenzi wethu ubhala so that asazi ukuthi singanqinisa
wena ulo bantwana hawu uthethe ukhalisa emncane
hayi uthethe weziphatha kahle.
Okay, so vele umthetho wakho vele usenza uba ngwindi la
ngapha
besithi kuthiwa sizabuvala uto windi bangathethisi abantu liyathethisa abantu
mawendi ayithethisa abantu ngakudala mdala athe sisekula bafana abangani bahambe esikolo bakwazi ukuhlonipha.
Wena uhambe esikolo ofiyonganani?
Thina sihambile esikolo sabhala singo form 4.
Awumthaw form 4? And ngiyabona phela owini babe ngasimati njengalokhu iwatch ezidulayo le futhi ukwenza imali la
hayi kunqeni
manje kathe sidlala sokunje seliyathini i-lockdown ekulambisile
hayi lockdown silimazileaa abuzwanwana labo mastanda mdala
wena kathe songathini kurhulumende indaba yokuvalelwa kwenu uti lingasachovisi
mna ngicela urhulumende ukuthi kuba bayasibhedela shuwa lathi sincengise ngoba kula kwezinye indawo esingathola khona imisebenzi kuba kule ndawo kuthiwa singachiya lapha sihambe siyothola umsebenzi bomnomanje akula le misebenzi yakhona
usenze itholakala
ayitholakala so vele kuncengisa khonapo.
So ngelanga ngasenze kuhle njani ngasikho angakwenza malini
njengakalensivele mdala yokuziphumela le mali esinku ukuthi ugade kuphela lawo
abantuelitoli uye kudlala abantu
kuphela kusafunakala
kusafunakala nxa belicothana amaphoyisa elinalenzalo
hayi kubaluleka mdala ngoba ungama bakubopha
bayakubhatalisa ifindisi Utwa ifanda madini ngali bochi?
Ifanda wana ba yachiana seskatiba uchele 2,000 pounds. So yalo kuchiana ukuthi ubochwe amapolisa ngapi.
Into ezibuhlungu ukuthi imoto lezi ziyachaya. Uthwa ziyachaya zibulala amawindi.
Ziyachaya zibulala amawindi. Seskati bayeqela amapolisa phakathi ngamawindi lezi. Beyibophe imoto. So ikothola khona abanye driver basitapolisa bevaleka la mapolisa sengisiyagcwala abantu sothiwa amawindi achayene. Amapolisa bareka kungabadala bana laba abagada ngoba nasinike sithaya amapolisa singathiya amapolisa siyasebenzela.
No, siyabonga kakhulu 90.
So that's one of the most decorated touts, you know, in Bulawayo. His nickname is 90. So he says he did O levels and, you know, he's an educated windy, you know.
Yes.
According to him. So he says it's not true that touts beat up, you know, customers or commuters. He says that's not true. So he says they are living up to no expectations at all because there's nothing to do, you know, these days because there are no commuter passes, you know, they're being arrested and, you know, all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So he says at times some drivers are fined up to about 2,000 pounds or up to about 5,000 pounds if you are caught, you know, doing what they're doing right now, just doing, commuting illegally. So that's that, Choka.
Ndizvozvo vadiwa vateereri nevatariri manzwa mumwe vevanochovha michovha paBulawayo vatingati vanenge vachikokera vanonzi nevamwe mahwindi. Hanzi aiwa ibasa iroro. Munhu anotori nefomu 4 yake ndanzwa achibvunzwa nemutori wedu wenhau zvikanzi une mhuri here zvikanzi womu ndakaroora zvikanzi ainge uri kutaridzika semudiki zvikanzi aiwa kugeza kurakidza kuti ari kuzvibata zvakanaka. Asi dambudziko ndiro rekuti havachisina mabasa vakomana ava nekuti vanhu havachabvumidzwa kunge vachikwira michovha iyoyo. Vavanikwa vachikwira motokari isina kunyoreswa pasi pezupko vari kubhadhariswa mari hanzi iri pakati pe2,000 bond kusvika pa5,000. Imari yakawanda iyoyo. Ukabatwa pazuva kaviri kana katatu watobuda madhora gumi zviuru gumi 10,000 bond inenge yatoenda kidzi.
Yes, we are now joined by Miss Nomthandazo Nkomazana. She is in Mumbai, India. So now, Chonga, go ahead, maybe, and talk to her.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for letting me in your program.
Yes, I think my first question to you will be about diaspora. You know, people talk about diaspora, and we've heard that diasporans are doing a lot of things back home, building businesses, houses, sending money, remittances, and all that. Understand just this year, I think what the diaspora has contributed is close to $1 billion. What do you say about this?
I think although maybe I'm not involved in that, I think they are doing a good job, but they are being, they are getting disadvantaged by what is happening at home. They are getting discouraged, most of them, of what is going on. Take, for instance, right now, when someone builds a business for a community and the community as a whole is supposed to actually partake in that business, meaning they're supposed to buy something like that and trade on that particular business. And now, they get disadvantaged with what's happening. They can't get enough, they can't get to those places in time, or they can't even trade because of the things that are being imposed at this moment in time.
And the government says some of these hindrances are caused by sanctions. What's your take?
That's what they are telling us, but how do we know that? What we know, what we see is that the government is actually people in the government, not the government, because the government is the people. People there, they're actually getting, it's to their advantage, according to what we see. Because if it was not to their advantage, they're actually going to go out to the people and say what is happening and show what is happening. As it is right now, you can't nominate one person in that government who is finding it difficult to fuel their car, who is finding it difficult to fly for shopping in Dubai or anywhere else, but they are actually telling the people we are being sanctioned. That is why the things are getting so difficult. But in their lives and in their daily living, nothing is showing that the sanctions are affecting anything.
Thank you so much. And your take on the introduction of National Railways of Zimbabwe to help ferry people?
Yeah, I heard the first gentleman saying it is a good move, and they are actually trying to help the poor who cannot afford to fuel their car or to get from point A to point B. But how is it a good move to the poor when it's actually disadvantaging them? Why don't they let the poor decide what is good for them? Because as we're speaking right now, there is a single mother who's actually finding it difficult for what has been imposed, finding it difficult to survive or to sell, to get along with life because of what has been imposed right now. The people that they are trying to ban from the streets are the ones that are making life a little bit easier for those that are trading in the streets. No one is actually staying at a job or is working at the moment because of what happened earlier, meaning the lockdown and the jobs has been affected. So the only way everyone is surviving is trading, and the people who are actually helping the trading are those people that they are banning.
Yes, I was on Gomazana. So I must come here.
Angivumelani lakho Dube, ngoba why bekungela malungelo ukuthi abantu abathiwa khona abakhuwa abakhona ukufuwela imoto, abakhona ukusuka from point A to B, why bengazikhethela? Ngoba le nto abathi khona izama ukunceda laba abahluphekileyo yiyo ebabulalayo. Why bengazikhetheli bona ukuthi okay-ke thina sizothatha izuko sizo chat is demon. Umama lo oqeda ukukhuluma noEzra Shisafanda uthi khona abantu bezuku abami bethenga into azithengisayo. It's a disadvantage. And baningi, not ukuthi yena yedwa, kodwa laba abachovisayo bayamalaphana bathengisa inko, bathenga cold drink, bathenga kumbe whatever she's selling, bayapatronize nabo ukuthi basize imuli zabo. But ukuthi izuko to merge with, I don't see why they should do that. I've never heard it in any country. There is NRZ, who actually, maybe it was Ukolo, Nyemnigas, Yomuto, I mean, Zimbabwe, Ngombe, Yomuto, Edra. But putting in Zimbabwe, Musa is serving the same purpose as Omalaita, Abanchova, Abainza. Abanigaswe, a platform, which I want to back it in Tabaifuna, is Wubo. They should impose something that people are not comfortable. It's not very good.
Yes, so in solution win. Kumele kwenziwe yini bona?
Kumele ukuthi ama vendors nabantu bomchoko. Kumele ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabe bavula ama association. Ngoba angiboni since sakhulayo Dube umuntu wonke ubethengisa strategy. Umuntu wonke ubechovisa. Noma ungabuya ekhaya Dube uzothola imoto yakho, uthola abantu, kumbe ukuthi ukusiza or just making a dollar or two into your pocket. Why, how is it illegal? So when ama vendors la bantu bemchova babe ne association bebe bephosela khonokho kuncane abakutholayo ukuthi bekhona ukuthi bethole umeli ozobasiza. Maye ukuthi umthetho ofakiweyo awuzwakalanga Dube, awufakwanga etafuleni ukuthi wonke umuntu azokuthiwa ngenyanga ethize umthetho omutsha ofakwe kuthiwa. I think noma ngingakabi khona lapho okufakwa khona imithetho eZimbabwe kumbe uhulumende, umthetho lo uyafanele ukuthi iyakhulunywa tsala, ingakhulunywa bese kuthiwa ivotelo, ingavotelwa-ke makala imithetho le ifakwe ebantwini, hhayi ukuthi imithetho le kufanele ukuthi ifose. Kuba ne-constitution efanele ukuthi ilandele. Kukhona eyabhalwayo since sikhula thina, kumbifakwe manje ngenxa ye-corona. Ngoba into engiyibonayo lapha yi-corona ebangele yonke into. Eminyakeni edlileyo bekungekho lokho. ikorona nje bangele yonke inyakanyaka yonke enzakala. And some people are benefiting. Abantu abarich kulento, they are getting richer. And abantu abapoor thina sesigcizelelwa manje, sesincindezelwa phansi. We are getting poorer and poorer. Yet bona bethuthuka besiya phezulu.
Yes, xa lubambe khonapho ke sibise ke ujonga kanameli ukuthi angene khonapho jonga.
I think if you can bring in Dr. Mukonza, because she said she does not agree with some of what he says. Maybe he needs
to... Yeah, unfortunately, he got cut off, and I think he's coming back shortly.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe the issue here, Gibbs, is are the people happy at the moment with what is happening, the issue of the ZUPCO National Railways of Zimbabwe relationship? Because people were stranded. Every night we were seeing social media pictures on social media of people stranded in the cities. Mm-hmm. So if this temporary measure helps, I think people will welcome it.
I think we've got Mr. Mkonza.
Thank you very much. I had a contribution from my sister, but probably she did not clearly understand what I said. I said the idea behind, you know, strengthening the public transport system is not a bad idea, because in many countries that are both developed and those that are developing, one of the things that, you know, determines the vibrance of an economy is a good public transport system. So I said probably what the government is trying to do is to strengthen the public transport system. But she brings in a very important point, which is that in doing so, government appears to be forcing people and also closing space for private private sector, the ones that are called the mshikashikas and you know, the private operators, which is a bad thing, because you know, in any country, consumers are supposed to be given options to whether to use public or private you know, transport. What I was simply saying was that improving the public transport system is not a bad idea. But then the challenge that I highlighted is that in their attempt to, in government's attempt to improve the public transport system, they do not seem to understand how it should be done effectively, because they are bringing in old, you know, trains from NRZ that are even complicating the problem that is already there. So government needs to ensure that you know, in trying to do this good thing of improving public transport, the public transport system, they do it in such a manner that indeed the goal of you know, improving this public transport system, which is efficient and which is acceptable to the citizenry, gets realized. That's the point that I made, Mr. Jonga.
Thank you so much. Ndofunga munogona kungorova futi nerurimi rwaamai kuti izvii zvamatsanangura.
Maita enyu ndinotenda zvikuru vakandemiri. Hongu ndanzwa zvataurwa nehanzvadzi yangu pamusoro pepoindi yandataura pekutanga. Ndofunga hatina kunyatsonzwisisana, nekuti ini ndati nyaya yekuvandudza zvekufambisa zvevanhu zvinokwirwa neveruzhinji inyaya isina kuipa, inyaya inofanira kutambirika, nekuti nyika dzandinoziva dzinonzi dzakabudirira nedzichiri kubudirira dzino chimwe chinhu chinoonekwa kuti zveshuwa zvinhu zviri kufamba inyaya dzezvifambiso izvozvi. Ndingataura muenzaniso weSingapore. Singapore in a public transport system, you know, yekuti vanhu pachavo vanotosarudza kuenda kunoshandisa public transport system vachisiya private private system nokuda kwekuti your public transport system is efficient and yaka iri kurangwa zvakanaka asi dambudziko ratiri kuita muZimbabwe nderekuti pan mukuedza kuita icho chinhu chandiri kufunga kuti chinogona kubatsira veruzhinji chekuvandudza public transport system hurumende iri kukanganisa pakuti iri kumbunyikidza iri kubva yavharira avo vane dzimotokari nemakombi avo kuti aiwa hamuchatenderwa kupinda mubhizinesi yeti ndiri kuti hurumende ngaingoita public transport system inoita kuti vanhu vatoti aiwa hatidi kuenda kune ava vemakombi toda kutoshandisa mabhazi emazupo toda kutoshandisa matraini enational railways of Zimbabwe asi zvinoitika kana ichi chinhano chavatora ichaitwa namazvo patengwa matoroko akanaka anopawo chiremerera kuvanhu kana vachikwira system yacho iri efficient vanhu vachigona kubva kudzimba dzavo nenguva vachigona kusvika kumabasa kwavo nenguva vachigonawo kutorwa zvinhu zvese izvozvo zvinoda kuti zvitariswe mukutora danho ratorwa nehurumende.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mkonza. I saw my sister nodding. I think it was in agreement of what you are saying. Go ahead, Ms. Ngomazana.
Well, he said we misunderstood each other. That's a point taken. Because what is happening now, I think they have to put down their tools so that they can do their homeworks very well. I mean, India, in Mumbai, public transportation, we have what they call rickshaws, three-wheelers. We have trains. We have buses. We have metro trains, very efficient. We have also carpooling, meaning private. You can also pick up someone on your way to work or anywhere you're going. They have that thing they're doing in India. So anyone chooses what is right for them. What is cheaper, what is efficient and faster for them. But what the government is doing is just imposing. They should just leave what they just started and go back to their drawing boards. Make sure they equip the trains or whatever, even the buses, the Zutko buses, they are not enough. They are not efficient. People are getting stranded in the city at night, probably maybe students, school children. You never know what will happen to any of them. They haven't done their homework very well. They just think of something and just go boom. And then expect everyone to accept it. It's not fair. It's not very good.
Yes, 35 is into going to go see what you want.
When it's a good thing, Dube kule zitimela, kula ma three-wheeler, esithi thina ngama rickshaw. Kuna ma ola, kuna ma Uber, kuna ente umuntu uyazikhethela. And amabhasi into like government public transportation lapha, very efficient. Inesikhathi sayo, if it's 15 minutes to the next bus is 15 minutes. Isitimela njalo njalo namabhasi, nama metro train. So finally, kubuyele back benze i-homework yabo benze into ngokufaneleyo hhayi ukuthi umuntu uyavuka ecabange lokhu ephosela ebantwini sehlukumeza abantu phela duku nampa abanye abaubhatala izindlu sebeshaya nezimota zabantu bazobhatala ngani bazozilungisa ngani yinto okufanele ukuthi i-government uyicabangisise khona ukuthi lingahlukumeza abantu, but work with people as a government. Work with people. Hayi ukuthi umuntu ushaye iwindi, umuntu izobhatalwa mbani. Yena ipholisa lelo lishaye iwindi lizokhona leyo mali othi ayilungise iwindi. Cha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke, sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikhatshana mama. So I still remember, Mr. Dr. Mkhonza, you know, the Rhodesia Omnibus Company used to be very, very efficient in terms of, you know, transportation. I still remember when I was a young man, you just wait for a certain given time at the bus terminus in Makwekwe. You'll know that the bus is coming at exactly 10 o'clock. And this bus will take me via Mpopoma to the Bulawayo Central Business District. What happened at the end of the day? What went wrong, you know?
I think a lot of things went wrong, Mr. Dube. The government, what got us to where we are is that the government did not, you know, develop the public transport system. In fact, this problem is not only with the public transport system. It is with so many things. Government did not really upgrade, you know, the public transport system so that it can accommodate, you know, the growing populations, the growing economies of various cities. Because that time that you are talking about, probably the population was you know, a bit lower. But now the population in Zimbabwe has grown, you know, most of populations in the urban areas. But if you look at it, government did not improve, talk of the road infrastructure. The government did not improve the road infrastructure to so that it can accommodate this growing population and the increased economic activities that are now taking place in urban areas. Mm-hmm. So that deterioration went on for some time, and what now government is trying to do is to play catch up. This idea of making ZUPCO, in fact, it started probably a few years ago when President Emmerson Mnangagwa came in. You could see certain, you know, attempts to try and, you know, bring in new ZUPCO buses. But it's not enough. It's not enough, and more still needs to be done to improve both the bus in the public transport system, the railway, railways that are there, and all those other things that are necessary. More still needs to be done.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I think we've got another guest. Let's bring him in. Mr. Mngeniseni Maseko, welcome to the show, sir. Yes, I'm going to call you. Yes, see, I'm going to call you. Yes, 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 I'm going to call you. Lapeli kona. Njalo nga ikona, liagulande la kona ukulumende uti Zimbabwe is open for business. Kambe liagulande la kumbe alugulande.
Sebenzeli kwela sekaya ngapanje kulishu. Kwela se South Africa.
Iye, nchikona mpola po sebenza kona. Kunjani, maskangela ezo msebenzi. Njalo uyahambisa ine male kaya, kumbe ya investi kaya.
Kubi, ngoba. Singabandu wokuza kule ndawo. Singabandu wokuza ama costs zethu maningi njengathi semathebeleleni sibe silabo abafoti abangumalayisha abazama ukuthi besithwalele into zethu sikwazi ukuyavusa imizethu nabo bayabancindezela njalo futhi emabhoda bayabancindezela njalo nje so asikwazi ukuthi sithi kulula akukho lula ba.
So the borders are still shut and you can't do any business across the borders.
You can do if you have money. So kusebenza imali. And the time kusebenza imali, the government yawa ngoba abantu iningi labo lisebenzele emaphoketini nabo. Abasebenzele government. So i-government if ibeka umthetho all right, ayenze ngendlela eright imonithe ngendlela yakhona ngoba kulesikhathi sokuthi government yabe kumthetho ugcina sokusebenza umthetho wabantu ongasasebenza umthetho wegovernment yinto eyenzakalayo especially mathebelele
so jonga what Mr. Mbongiseni Ngeniseni Masewa is saying is that you know it's very difficult to do any business in Zimbabwe particularly to the fact that the borders are still closed even if you want to do anything you can't because he doesn't even have money as we speak because you know of COVID you know jobs we know have been decimated and they're facing so many problems yes
yeah I think that's an issue affecting many Zimbabweans in the diaspora especially those in South Africa. I was talking to a friend who is in South Africa, and he used to ply South Africa, Zimbabwe routes, but because of the lockdown restrictions, he was saying now he is stranded. He's just sitting and staying at home in South Africa. Let's hear from Dr. Mukonza. You are based in South Africa. What can you say about this?
Thank you very much, Mr. Kandemir. I think it's quite true that COVID has wreaked havoc in economies, not only in South Africa, but across the world. Companies have closed, and those that are operating, there are a lot of retrenchments that took place. So it's quite difficult for I was saying you know it's difficult for a South African to make a living here in South Africa, and you can imagine what the situation would be for a foreign national. It's not easy whether it's somebody who was being employed. Or it's somebody who was doing business. Things are just tough for most Zimbabweans who are living in South Africa.
Yes, Ms. Ngomazana, your take on that issue?
Yeah, it's not only those in my brother, not only those in South Africa. Because of this now. Some authorities are taking advantage of the situation to their own advantage. Take, for instance, here in India, we trade from India, South Africa, Zimbabwe. But now I can't send my goods straight to Zimbabwe because I'm being sabotaged. The Zimra is going to take half of the goods, not physically, but the money they are going to charge, half of the goods are lost. And I'm not getting back my capital. So it's better to send the goods to neighboring countries, then come home, bring them home by road. Zimbabwe is actually making us as Zimbabweans to think of relocating, leaving our country. Mm. Instead, should try to make things easier, step by step. As old people say, some of the old people in the homes, they are even saying, Smith's regime was better for us economically. You understand?
Yes.
So right now from Zimbabwe, it's much easier for us because staying there, and even trading there is worse. You send your goods, for instance, let's say goods for 1,000. You won't get 200 from the goods because Zimra has taken everything. And if you are doing a road business, they are taking toll gates money. The roads are broken. They are not fixing anything. Where is the money going? Into their pockets. Getting richer. It's very difficult for every diaspora and everywhere to invest in the country. The love and the effort is there, but they are being trodden down by the government. They are not making it easier for us to invest back home. There is nothing that business is opening in Zimbabwe. It's just eye service.
Thank you very much. And, we tried to invite some people in the ruling party and government, but we haven't got some kind of positive responses. Maybe they're going to respond to some of these kind of questions that you all have. What you can say about Umaseko, is what about Umaseko? Ponga unjege, ukamisimalekaya, is a tonal senza, and Jongoba Malo Valiwe, Siabona Logutin Pasta, who's it, Lule, Malen, Kafloop, calls a tonal senza.
Yes, I will see, ma. Kodwa ke kule mikuvu umkhulu lokusiza uhambisa imali unjalo nje silaba fowethu abalayichayo abatransport izinto banama shop emakhaya ungamnikeza imali kube ingcosana ukucharge yona abakhaya abasekhaya bekwazi ukuthatha imali kuye eshopping okunye ngiye kusisi lapha indaba kade ikhuluma ngebusiness yazi ngithola ubuhlungu Mangi ya ekaya, ngambela isifo. Ndlula eboda, yase Pit Bridge. Eboda yase Pit Bridge, wongu mundo lapana uyenza imali. Ende baya pegu kuti uya emzansi. Bane njela yogo enzi imali because of this COVID. Si testwe I COVID la South Africa, ama pepa kona afika a seven eboda, bati kona aya seven. But mas jamba siya kwela kiti. They said it's a fake. Aba accept lento esiphetheyo from South Africa. Bafuna ukuthi siyenze eyabo besicharge imali because of sebebonile ukuthi lo muntu ubuye South Africa unemali abangayishiya lapha eBhoda. Which is wrong. I-government kufanele ibhekise lokuyana. Kube ne-office la elibheka khona into ze-COVID eBhoda Post. Hayi ukuthi loba ngubani ufanele emestradini angibuze into ye-COVID. Which is wrong. Bathatha imali kithi ngendlela ezingalungi.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Maseko. So what Mr. Maseko is saying is that at the border, there are so many problems, Joma. He says, you know, even COVID certificates, some people are making money out of it. It claims that some border officials actually accuse them of bringing fake certificates. So they end up raking in money, you know, from travelers. So this could be a problem, right, Joma?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Gibbs Tagara Tunzwa, Vakawanda, and no Famba, ne Pamgano Bait Bridge. Wachi, Nunuta, no Gununga Utaiwa, Zimangua Mabatro Atne, Kapak Famba, Nevanguarma, Office, E Naya, Zukupina, Nubudako, and Munika, Ano Sia Rakawanda, as native to Anangachi, Charis of today, Rumende, Yagazirisa, Panone Papu. Danzwa, Vama Sequata, Ronya, and Afungachino, Gonga, Chigiga, Chigrika. Vati would die Rumende. Yaona kuti paita office inenge ichitarisa nyaya dzemagwaro anenge apiwa ano ma COVID-19 certificates nokuti vari kuti mamwe acho vanosvika obva audzonza aiwa asi echo kwadari fake zvakura kuti vakubhadhara zvakare mari saka vari kuti dai paita urongwa kuti pange paine office inenge ichingomirira kutarisa izvozvo pa border handizoti vanhu vanenge vaizokwanisa kunge vachiwana here ma certificates iwayo pa border ipapo sezvo vari kutaura asi idanho rinenge rakanaka gifts thank you
Yes, maybe let's pose the last question to Mr. Mkonza. We are remaining with 1 minute. Mr. Mkonza, perhaps there could be a problem at the border and other issues, but your last word, sir.
My last word is that I think the government of Zimbabwe still has a lot to do. I want to pick the issue of public transport system. I think my sister has given us a way forward. There must be a public consultative, you know, process that to end up with Zimbabwe having a public transport system that can, you know, that will be the envy of the entire SADC region or even the entire continent. But that can only be done if people pause. And you know, come up with you know ideas that are meant to benefit the country. Because my suspicion is that government does these things looking at the elections. Yet we need solutions that will take Zimbabwe forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our time is up, Chonga. We are out of time, and we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Mgeniseni Maseko, he is in South Africa. Dr. Mnyalazi Riki Mkonza, an independent political and social commentator. And Ms. Nomthandazo Komazana, she is in Mumbai, India. Let's not forget, Ezra Chisaswanda actually sent us some videos. Thank you so much, Chonga, and good night, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. My name is Jonga Kandemiri. Mora zvakanaka vateereri. Tosangana muzvirongwa zvestudio 7.
Good night.